Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Cosmetics in the hospital? Learn all about it today on Advanced. Hi friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is January 21st. This is Naomi and I'm so glad to be with you for another article. This one is a health article, but it's a very different kind of health article. I think it's true that there are a lot of different kinds of things we can do to make ourselves feel healthy and strong and confident. And today we're talking about something a little bit different that you may not have thought of before. It has to do with hair, doing our hair. Well, joining me in the studio to discuss this topic, first of all, is Brian. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Brian, do you do your hair in the morning?
I usually don't, and I often do have bad hair days, which we might learn about later.
Ooh, a bad hair day. Actually, why don't you explain that one?
Bad hair day is when you – well, it comes from the hair when you wake up and your hair is in a strange shape maybe because of your pillow or something, and then you are in a rush and it just stays that way all day long. Of course, it can also mean just simply having a day where things don't go right.
Right. Everything is a little bit off. You're not really on your game. You're not totally confident or comfortable. Things are not quite going the way they should.
That's right. And if – listeners could see me now, they might see that I really did have a bad hair day today.
I wouldn't say that, Brian. You look very handsome as always.
Thank you.
Also joining us today is someone else who rarely has a bad hair day, Amanda.
Really? I think I often have a bad hair day. Thank you. Hi, listeners. Yeah, I'm looking forward to just talking about this different angle on hair.
Okay. Now, do you like to get your hair done?
I love to get my hair done. I find it very relaxing. It's a way for me to de-stress, actually.
Oh, okay. So I often do like to go for a hair wash. Mm. It's a wonderful treat. And, of course, it makes my hair look very, very nice. I don't know how they manage to blow dry it so straight, but they get it to shine like I never can. But there's more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, I think especially during the hair wash, they massage your scalp. And, you know, you have a lot of nerve endings there, and so it's extremely relaxing.
It is. I'm curious, Brian, have you ever gotten a hair wash?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I love them. That's one thing I really like about Taiwan is getting the hair wash.
Okay, good. Now, why do you like it so much?
It is relaxing, especially when they kind of do the massage and sometimes even maybe massage the neck if you're doing the sitting up version.
Okay.
So I really like that.
I would say for me that on a day-to-day basis, I don't spend a lot of time on my personal appearance. I mean, I try to dress nicely. I try to make sure I look fairly clean and I try to put a little makeup on. But I don't spend hours in front of the mirror trying to look my best. And so for me, it's sort of just a matter of, oh, I don't have time on a regular basis to really take care of myself so, so carefully. And taking time out for something like a hair wash, it's sort of therapeutic for me. It sort of reminds me that I'm special and, you know, I'm beautiful and I'm strong and I can do this and I can tackle the world. Somehow walking out of that hair salon, I always feel a lot better than I did walking in.
Oh, definitely. Well, like yourself, I wonder how they did that and hope I can do it at home. But I also think, wow, maybe I even look a little bit like, wow, a model right now. Mm-hmm. But it may not stay that way. But while it is there, I like it.
Yes. I try to make it last as long as I can. Okay, so getting our hair done, you know, maybe there's other things for us. Even just buying a new shirt or getting a massage or something that just is taking a bit of time out for ourselves can really make us feel great. So what does that have to do with hospitals? I mentioned hospitals at the very beginning of the program. Let's find out as we get into our first reading on page 32.
Beyond a wash and cut. A stylist with a servant's heart brings healing through hair. Bessie Henderson was having a very bad hair day. 4 days after pancreas surgery at Duke University Medical Center, she'd been sweating at night and she hadn't bathed. Her bedhead was standing tall. That's when Jacques Shy Sr., a.k.a. Mr. Jacques, swept in with a white coat, a rolling duffel, and a massive inflatable sink. With a bustle of efficiency, he wrapped her shoulders, filled and hung his portable shower bag on the IV stand, and set to work with a tingly shampoo. Soon, the 55-year-old Henderson's weary face was creased with a smile. Shy, cheerful, but never chirpy, massaged her scalp, blew dry her hair, and used a flat iron to create a head of curls. In 15 minutes, Henderson was transformed. "I look like a whole new person," she said. "I feel like a whole new person." It's a phenomenon the doctors and nurses at Duke see time and time again when Shy, 57, arrives on the floor.
So our title today kind of says it all. What is it, Brian?
Beyond a wash and cut.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, beyond a wash and cut would mean a wash is getting a hair wash at a salon and a cut would be a haircut.
Right. And beyond?
Beyond something more, something better than a wash and a haircut.
Good. So we're not just talking about getting your hair done here. And how do we explain that in our deck?
We see it says, a stylist with a servant's heart brings healing through hair.
Healing through hair. It sounds almost magical. What exactly does this mean? Well, we see an example right away. We meet Bessie Henderson, and what is going on with her?
Well, Bessie is recovering from her pancreas surgery at this medical center, and she'd been having a pretty hard time recovering. She'd been sweating all night, and she hadn't bathed. And that's the way it often is, right? And after a procedure, you just feel icky and not comfortable, not yourself.
Right. After any kind of surgery, a procedure, as you said, even just if I have a bad cold and I'm stuck at home for a day or two, by day two or three, I feel disgusting. Oh, it's terrible. It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, I think here, you know, it says she's been sweating at night as well, you know, so maybe you feel very dirty, unclean. Maybe you've worn the same clothing for a few days as well, only laid in bed. So, yeah, very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And so she's having a very bad hair day. And in addition to that, in the next paragraph, what do we find out?
Her bedhead was standing tall. That's kind of a comical picture, and not to make fun of Bessie, but you can imagine yourself with kind of greasy hair just stuck up in the air on your pillow, just being really dirty and gross.
Yes, I think we've all had those days. Sometimes I try to brush out my hair and there's pieces just standing up in strange places and I think, what happened? And so she's having a similar problem. But that is when a little miracle happens.
That's right. We meet Jacques Shy Sr. The SR there means senior, or also known as, a.k.a., Mr. Jacques.
Okay. So Jacques is like a French version of the name James. So Jacques Shy, he swept in with a white coat, a rolling duffel, and a massive inflatable sink. Interesting. Okay, so first of all, he swept in, gives this idea of a very dramatic entrance, like he's a hero coming to save the day. What does he have with him?
He has a rolling duffel, which is some kind of like a suitcase, but it's used to carry equipment, like a duffel bag. And he has this massive inflatable sink, which there is a picture of down at the bottom of the page there. And that's quite a special piece of equipment.
Right. I think it's really interesting because when we go to a salon, of course, they have sinks there that they can use. But coming into patients' rooms, it's a little bit tricky.
Right. There's a lot of equipment usually around the bed and especially at the head of the bed. You know, you'll find different machines possibly operating there. So he needs something that's going to be versatile and flexible.
And also, especially considering that there would be some patients that really aren't able to move very much at all. Mm. And so he's got that sink that he can just blow up right there and put wherever he needs it. It's pretty cool. And how does he move around this room? What's he up to?
Well, it says he moves with a bustle of efficiency. So he's moving, making quick movements, but very efficient movements. And as he does this, then he takes care of Bessie. He wraps her shoulders and Phil and hung his portable shower bag on the IV stand. So he's going to give her hair wash there, and the water will drain down into this inflatable sink.
I love this. I feel like he's just sort of setting up shop on the spot very quickly. He says, okay, I see this is a hospital room. No problem. Let's change it into a salon. Just give me a minute, you know? It's very cool. And what happens next?
Then we see that he sets to work with a tingly shampoo on Bessie's hair. Now, of course, tingly is in our vocabulary focus. And it's a word about feeling, the way you feel something here. It's a feeling as if a lot of sharp points are being put quickly and lightly into your body. Often we find maybe when somebody brushes against our skin, it feels tingly. Mm-hmm. Or the rain on your skin is tingly.
A friend was telling me recently that he uses mint shampoo. And I would imagine that that would make your head tingle quite a lot. It would feel very fresh, but also a little bit funny. Mm-hmm. Mr. Shy is using this tingly shampoo on Bessie. What's her reaction? Does it seem strange to her?
It does seem strange. I mean, it gives a sensation to her because her weary face becomes creased with a smile. So it's tingly, but it's not painful. She's actually seems to be enjoying it because her face becomes, we say, creased with a smile. Almost you can see the lines in her face moving as her smile starts to grow and grow.
Okay, so she was feeling a lot of stress. She was feeling kind of gross and frustrated. I'm sure she's also in pain. But as her hair is washed, it's like magic begins. And how does Shy continue this process?
Well, we hear about just how he is during the process. He's cheerful, but never chirpy. And chirpy just means to be very happy and active. So he's not too overly happy.
Right.
That's distracting.
Sure. I think about birds chirping, right, where it's like, they're so high-pitched and so constant that it gets a bit annoying. Mm. You know, if you have like 8 birds singing outside your window and you're trying to sleep, you might want to close the window. So he's not chirpy. He's not annoying. He's just friendly. He's excited to be there, but he's not like a little kid running around getting on your nerves. So I like that. And there's a process here of the treatment that he gives.
That's right. Mr. Shy massages her scalp. He blow-dries her hair and then uses a flat iron to curl her hair. And here we see the past tense of blow-dry, kind of interesting usage, blue-dry her hair. Haven't seen that for a while. But massages her scalp, makes her feel relaxed. And then you can see a picture of him using, I believe that might be Bessie there, using an iron to curl her hair.
Right. So that flat iron, sometimes we call it a straightening iron, but actually you can use it to create curls as well. So it's a great little treatment. It's as if she'd went to a salon, except the salon came to her. And in 15 minutes, what has happened?
She was transformed. She felt completely different from that, the weariness, the having the bed here before. Now she's completely transformed.
Mm, and I like how she puts it here.
Yes, he says that I look like a whole new person and I feel like a whole new person. So on both fronts, she really feels it in her heart.
Now, I think it's interesting how those two things can work together. Because on the one hand, I always think, you know, appearances are not what matters. It doesn't really make a difference how you look because that's not what's important. It's how you feel and how you behave that really matters. At the same time, sometimes when we take care of ourselves well on the outside, it can actually help reflect what's inside. It can help us to feel more positive or more confident. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. When we're not feeling well, especially, you know, if we start to take care of our appearance, then that can have an effect of making us feel better.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the focus here is not, oh, these poor patients look so terrible. Let's make them look a little better. Mm. That's not really the purpose here.
That's right. He wants them to feel better about themselves, like you said, Naomi, and gain back their confidence and remember who they are, you know, that they're not just always patients, but they're real people that are special and attractive.
Right. So they feel transformed, and that is indeed a phenomenon. What is a phenomenon?
Phenomenon is something that is unusual and interesting.
And so this phenomenon is something that the doctors and the nurses at Duke, the Duke University Medical Center, keep seeing. When?
They see it time and again. So they see it over and over, many times repeated. So he must be coming there every week.
Mm-hmm. And every time he arrives, they see one of these people who are just totally transformed by the Jacques Chaille treatment. Okay, so how did this all get started? Let's find out as we continue our reading.
Stepping up with style. He started coming to Duke 6 years ago purely by chance. A longtime hairdresser on disability, he'd agreed to fix the hair of an ailing friend. But he immediately saw the need. Other patients and family members asked whether he was available. Soon he was visiting all 9 floors, 5 days a week. He had no official authorization, but on every ward, he proved what scientific studies show. Laughter really is the best medicine. Optimists heal faster, and happiness spreads more quickly than sadness. Before long, Shy became an institution. He now works at Duke 3 days a week with the authorization of hospital officials. Doctors and nurses ask him to bathe the area around patients' brain surgery incisions, to style the hair of people in comas, to delicately massage the scalps of people suffering the ravages of chemotherapy.
Okay, so he is stepping up with style. If you step up to something, what does that mean?
You kind of accept a challenge or meet a challenge.
You sort of rise to the occasion. You take it on. So he is stepping up in this case. Shy is. When did he start coming to Duke?
He came to Duke 6 years ago, and it says that he came purely by chance. Purely, another word for purely would be completely by chance.
Okay, so it was really just coincidence. It wasn't like he planned to start coming all the time. But what had happened?
Well, he responded to a request from a friend of his who was ailing, and that's one of our focus words there. His friend was weak or ill or sick, we could say, in the hospital. So Mr. Shy, who himself was trained as a hairdresser, agreed to go and fix the hair of this person, and it must have been at Duke. And while he was there, he saw the need of other patients.
Good. Now, it says here he was on disability at the time. And that's a phrase that we often use to explain what?
Well, they're not working, a person that is unable to work. And so they're receiving money from the government because of an illness or injury or other condition, which means that they can't actually work.
Okay, so he was trained as a hairdresser, but at that time he wasn't working. He did have some free time because he couldn't work. Mm-hmm. And we'll learn why in a moment. But there he was at the hospital fixing up his friend's hair, and he looked around and he saw, oh, there are more people who could use this kind of treatment.
That's right. And other people saw him too. They noticed, hey, this guy just helped somebody fix their hair, make them feel better. And the other people are like, well, we want that for ourselves and our relatives who are patients here as well.
Okay, good. Now, moving on to the next page, we see that from one visit, things grew pretty quickly.
Quite quickly. He went to visiting all 9 floors 5 days a week. Now, I don't know how many hospital beds are on one floor, but going from seeing one friend to 9 floors, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so 5 days a week as well. I mean, he stays pretty busy with this. Now, he had no official authorization. So that means, no one totally gave him permission here. Mm. But was it a problem?
It wasn't a problem. It says that he he was able to prove what scientific studies show. So he's able to move in and out of these hospital floors freely. I'm guessing, Naomi, that even though he had no maybe official card or ID, that somebody up the top must have thought that he was really helpful to the hospital and gave him unofficial permission.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sure at first they said, okay, this guy's visiting. Let's see what he's up to. Let's see how it goes. Hmm. And so as he's going in between all these floors, visiting the different wards, the different sections of the hospital, he started to prove something, right?
Right. You know, science says that laughter really is the best medicine. And it's a phrase that we often use as well. And so he was actually proving that as he was going through these nine floors, as he's working with these people and washing their hair, he's chatting with them, he's cheerful, and he's causing them to be a lot happier and laugh.
Good. So laughter is the best medicine is a fun idiom to remember. Here we're using it to sort of explain not so much that, you know, these people are laughing their heads off every time they see him, but more that there's this different attitude that happens when they spend time with Mr. Shai.
That's right. It makes me think of the deck we had today. His heart brings healing through the hair. So he's bringing a healing that the regular doctors themselves can't bring.
Mm. We see here that optimists heal faster than pessimists.
Right. Now, an optimist is a positive person or a person that thinks very positively, and they heal faster than a pessimist. Pessimist is the opposite of optimist. They think negatively.
Right, which it doesn't sound like it would make sense because you think, well, if you have a stomach ache, it doesn't matter if you feel good about it or bad about it. I mean, either way, it's just going to take a day or two. But here we see that actually your attitude does make a difference in how your body responds to illness. Pretty remarkable. And there's another thing that studies have also shown.
Happiness spreads more quickly than sadness. Wow. That's a great concept.
Right. So if the atmosphere at the hospital is all very negative and sad and down, people are not going to improve very quickly. But happiness, it spreads quickly, right? So if one person is feeling down, but Mr. Shai comes in and helps them feel a little happier, then they in turn will make the people around them feel happier. And it's almost like a disease, but positive, right?
That's right.
Okay, so this happiness is spreading, and before long, Shai became an institution. What does that mean? He became like a university or a library?
He became a building? No, actually, an institution here means that he has been around so long or constantly that people don't even remember what it was like without him being there.
Okay, good. We also sometimes talk about people being pillars of the community. We don't mean that they're actually part of like a building. We mean that they're a really essential part of what's going on in that place. And so people really rely on them and enjoy their presence there. Now, before we finish up for today, let's jump back to page 32 and look at that sidebar at the bottom. What's it titled, Brian?
Shai's Journey with Style and Self-Respect.
Okay, now we mentioned already that Shai was on disability, and this helps us understand what exactly happened there.
That's right. He was working with youth at a correctional center in New York, and he himself experienced how depressing infirmity or serious injury can be when he injured his back and neck there.
Mm. So he wasn't able to work after that, right?
That's right. In fact, from then, which was 1991, until 2002, he had to stay home. But while he was at home, he did raise his two sons and also cared for an adult brother with Down syndrome.
Okay, so he was pretty busy. It's not like he was doing nothing. Of course, taking care of your family is a huge responsibility and something that deserves a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. And of course, he was collecting that disability check and just managing his pain, trying to be careful not to hurt himself further. Mm. Okay, so that sounds all right, but maybe it wasn't quite fulfilling enough for him because something happened that kind of changed his life from that point.
That's right. He was talking with his son, and his son gave him a compliment. Daddy, I want to be just like you. And then Shai thought to himself, well, does that mean you want to be like me in terms of sitting at home collecting the disability check? And that motivated or kind of scared shy into wanting to do something else for his own self-respect.
Right. At first he thought, oh, that's so sweet. My son wants to be like me. And then he realized that his son meant, oh, I don't want to have to do, you know, a real job. Mm. And that's what kind of motivated him, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It says that that's when I knew I had to do something for myself and for my sons to get back my self-respect. And he does go on to say that he does believe that, you know, it was God who led him to Duke to make that come true so that he was no longer on disability or to bring back the self-respect that he could then show his son a good example.
Mm. And now as we jump back into the article, we see that he is a good example not only for his son but for all the people who work at this hospital. He actually works there now 3 days a week.
That's right. So now he's an official worker and he has authorization of the hospital officials to go wherever he needs to go.
Mm, and they even give him requests.
That's right. Not only does he work with patients that are like Bessie, but we also see that he can also work with patients that have had brain surgery incisions. Incision meaning an opening or a cut or a hole. So they still have something open after brain surgery, and he's able to style around that and work with that.
Okay. Very important. What else does he do?
He styles the hair of people who are in comas, so people who are unconscious, they're alive and they're functioning, but they're not conscious, so he styles their hair. And then he does massage the scalps of men and women who have been suffering the ravages of chemotherapy.
Ooh, ravages is a very appropriate word for chemotherapy. Usually when we hear ravages, I mean, I think of war.
Right, where things have been destroyed so severely that maybe, or like buildings, they can't be, you can't live in them anymore. It's very destructive.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, chemotherapy is very destructive to the human body. Even though it is supposed to be healing, it is hurting in the process. And so it's a big thing to go through for people. And of course, if you go through chemo, you might lose your hair. And so for to have someone come in and massage your scalp that's going through that kind of trauma must be a real gift for these people.
Mm.
We'll talk more about the different things that Mr. Shai does and what it means to the people at Duke Hospital tomorrow. So I hope you'll come back and join us then.